From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A Russian passenger plane crashed Saturday in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula, killing all 224 on board. Edward Uranian reporting the chartered jet went down less than a half hour after leaving the Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh on its way to St. Petersburg.
The Airbus 321, belonging to the Russian carrier Kogalymavia Air, known as Metrojet, had lifted off from the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh and reached cruising altitude on its course for St. Petersburg, Russia's second largest city, when it disappeared from radar. Al Arabiya TV reported there were no survivors and said the Russian plane broke into pieces when it crashed. Witnesses told Egypt's On TV that the rear half of the jet's fuselage caught fire on impact and burned. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The medical charity Doctors Without Borders says at least 70 people were killed in an airstrike and shelling on a crowded rebel-held neighborhood near the Syrian capital. The group, known by its French acronym MSF, said Saturday the attack on a marketplace in Douma neighborhood near Damascus wounded another 550 people. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he welcomes international talks on Syria, but said they would not be hung up over what should happen to the president, Bashar al-Assad. Mr. Ban said he's encouraged that the participants in Friday's talks in Vienna reached a mutual understanding on key issues. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was in Vienna. He says the decision to send U.S. forces, announced the other day, to Syria, does not mean that the United States is entering Syria's civil war. This is VOA News. From the Vienna talks on Syria, Secretary of State Kerry flew to Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, to begin a five-nation Central Asian tour.
We all know that the United States was among the very first nations to recognize the Kyrgyz Republic's independence. And as Erlan said, that was 24 years ago. It's hard to believe now that so much time has passed so quickly. Since then, we have proudly, staunchly supported this country's independence, its sovereignty, its territorial integrity. And I can assure you, that is not going to change.
Secretary Kerry's visit to Kyrgyzstan kicks off a long-planned Central Asia tour that will also take him to Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, Tajikistan, and Turkmenistan. President Obama pleaded for peace between Israelis and Palestinians at a rally to remember former Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin. Speaking by video to tens of thousands of Israelis who celebrated Rabin's life on Saturday in Tel Aviv, Mr. Obama said the late Prime Minister's dream continues to inspire those who seek peace. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton, who worked directly with Rabin, said he was a model for those who are seeking peace.
Whenever there was a terrible incident here and I would call him, he simply repeated what we in the White House came to know as Rabin's Law. We will fight terror as if there were no negotiations, but we will negotiate as if there were no terror.
Elsewhere in Israel on Saturday, Palestinian protesters battled with Israeli police as thousands attended the funerals in Hebron for five teenagers killed by Israeli forces while they've been trying to attack Jews. 11 people were killed in Pakistan when rival political parties shot at each other on Saturday during local elections in two of the country's four provinces. Voting was in the first phase of a three-phase election in Sindh province and the eastern Punjab province. 20 million people registered to vote there. Final preparations being made at polling stations in Turkey, and candidates held their final rallies on Saturday ahead of today's second national election in 5 months. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan called for new elections after the AKP party surprisingly lost its majority in the June election, and Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu failed to form a governing coalition with any of the three opposition parties in parliament. You can get more on the Turkey elections, plus the rest of the day's news, at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.